Bloody actors. It's impossible to schedule sessions with them. Therefore, you will now get a daily interview from my days at GothCon, the biggest RPG-focused convention in all of Sweden. Enjoy. Sweden Rolls, once again, welcome back, dear listeners. I am still at GothCon here with another GothCon quickie, this time with Carolina Petrusson from Lindorm Dice, one of our very, very best friends in the industry. Welcome.
Thank you.
I'm so happy to have you here.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here at GothCon, nonetheless.
Yeah, finally.
Yeah, finally. After so many years, so yeah. Good to be back.
Yeah, and I imagine for you guys who are like selling products, like these past years must have been taxing, and you know, being out at conventions again and just showing off your amazing stuff must be great.
Oh, for sure. And just, you know, the mentality at seeing the people that buy your things, it just gives you a whole other meaning to doing what you do.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So Carolina and Lindorm are, of course, the people who are bringing all the giveaways for you guys, the dice that you can win by on Twitter and on Facebook. And we really hope that more people come in there and tag people, spread the word, spread the love, so we can hand out all these dice to all these beautiful people out there. I'm thinking maybe should we talk first a little bit about your dice, perhaps, your Kickstarter dice? Yeah, you've had two Kickstarters, or three?
Three, actually. Yes, we have.
I've missed one. I feel ashamed. All right, yeah, but they were all very successful, weren't they?
Yeah, more so than we could ever imagine. Like, every time we thought, surely this time it can't work. But they have all worked, and we're so happy. The third one is in production right now, and the first two were Norse mythology themed, as per our company name, and the last one was sea shanty themed, very, very niche.
Oh, yeah. I remember. There were talks about me doing a sea shanty for your Kickstarter, but I found out too late, and there was not much time. I have too much on my plate, but you know,
exactly.
Irish music and especially sea shanties are very, very close to my heart. I'm working on the Vas and Mythic Britain Ireland soundtrack right now, and I really, really want to bring in a sea shanty for that.
Amazing.
Yeah, so those are in production and like will be sent out in due time. Will they also be available for purchase on your web shop afterwards?
Yes, they will be available in maybe late summer or autumn. We try to have all the packages arrive with the backers before we release them in any way.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So, but we're really excited. A lot of people have passed us by on the convention and told us they are waiting.
Yeah.
So, very excited about that.
Yeah, and I mean, like, dice hoarding and dice goblins have really exploded in the last, I'd say, 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
So it's really good to have a Swedish company that works internationally with a Swedish, like, quality signum or whatever it's called. Yeah, but, you know, Swedish products in the RPG world are famous for being, like, high quality. And it's so nice for you guys to join in on that as well and being one of the, like, top-notch dice producers out there.
For sure, it's been really amazing. We have only been around for 3 years, and so we jumped right into the wave of the rising interest of dice and, you know, accessories for role playing.
Mm.
And it's been a really, really developing era for us. It's been amazing, really fun.
Are there any more like dice related or RPG side stuff in the future from you? Because you focus very heavily on dice and dice bags and dice trays, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yes, we're actually the past 7 years. So even before the company started, we have been working on our very own RPG system.
Mm-hmm.
So that's on the to-do list for a Kickstarter this year.
This year, okay.
This year, so we have a little system called Korsväg or Crossroads,
mm-hmm.
And it's a big system. It's a bit heavy, a lot of mechanics, but with a focus leaning towards more character development and designing your own playstyle, if that makes sense. So the system is very, you can dive into the part that you like and then ignore the rest. So it's rules light in the beginning, and then it gets heavier the more mechanics you want.
Oh, okay. So you choose how much of the rules you bring into the game, like.
Exactly, and as your character develops in the system, you also add rules and add new mechanics. So our hope is that for the players that it will be very rewarding to get a higher level, because when you develop or get a higher level, you will receive new mechanics, new way to solve problems, new ways to explore the world.
Will the Kickstarter be available in both English and Swedish?
Yes, of course. I'm not sure if we're going to print a Swedish version. It's in Swedish right now, so we might as well. But I think mainly we will have it in English, and then perhaps if people are interested, we will also bring a Swedish version.
All right, very interesting. Will there be a setting for it also, or is it like this is a rule system, you can bring it to any fantasy medieval setting for your own homebrew world or any world?
Okay, so it's a bit complex here because the system as it is has a vague setting. The weapons are in the medieval era and such. So but we, at the same time that we release the system on Kickstarter, we will also release our first campaign book. Mm-hmm. So it will come together with a separate campaign book about a pagan, dark but very. If you imagine maybe the Viking culture growing until medieval times, so a bigger culture for Vikings with more. A bit more punk attitude. A pagan punk campaign. It will. Right now we call it Bunden or Bound.
Okay.
Probably it will change.
All right. Interesting. So Viking, pagan, medieval punk. That sounds very, very an interesting mix.
We really hope so. It will be about a lot of struggling. Struggling, and we will try to bring in some new skills with that campaign book. Some, we call them devotion schools, similar to magic schools, where the theme is ink, blood, fire, and soul. So it's playing a lot on the pagan theme.
All right. Oh, that's an interesting, very interesting theme. I like that a lot. And of course, I am sitting here with you, but you are indeed a duo. We mustn't forget Alexander Gasset as well.
Yes, of course. Alexander is the main reason that we're doing Crossroads, for example. He has written the entire system, and he's also the one that, brought me into the world of role-playing, and the clouds, they just disappeared and a new world appeared to me.
Yeah.
So he's really the reason that we do what we do. And I know he's so excited, and he's been anxious for the past 2 years because, the system is finally in a state where we can present.
Playtesting
and present it to people. So it's been, this year has been a nervous one.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And we also have to say that Alexander is the one who designed our Sweden Rolls logo, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
What was that, 3 years ago, maybe?
We've been around for 3.5 years, so almost 4 years ago, I'd say.
Yeah, that was so fun. We were really happy to get the chance to make a logo for you guys. It was a really big thing for us.
Yeah, and I remember the back and forth, you sent a few concept ideas. We were scratch those, but these ones are interesting. Keep on working on this, perhaps a bit more this, less this, because we are all graphic idiots. None of us know graphic design by a single percentage. So we were super happy to have you guys join us for this and being able to understand our crazy ideas of more this, less this, and then you just brought it. And we were this is fucking awesome.
Well, thank you. we were so happy. You know, we both are, we have education in design. He has interactive design as a background and I have communication. So for the logo, for him to make the logo was a really big deal. We were really hyped.
We have not, I must honestly say, we have not a single time even discussed like replacing it. We will ask, like, it's not even in, you know, we would never, we're so happy with it.
Oh, that's awesome. It makes me so happy.
Thank you so much, Carolina, for joining me for this GothCon quickie. I appreciate it very much. I know we have to get back to your booth now.
Oh, thank you so much. It was fun. Thank you for having me.
And thank you for listening. Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for listening to this GothCon quickie, one of my many GothCon interviews. GothCon is a major gaming convention in Gothenburg, Sweden. We will soon get on with more adventures and one-shots and campaigns. Yes, our very delayed Season 5 of Forbidden Lands will premiere in May, sometime in May. But until then, please enjoy these interviews and perhaps a one-shot or two before we really kick off the epic Forbidden Lands adventures. Thank you for listening. Goodbye and farewell.